back here courtside at the MAC. Penn leads Monmouth 41-33, about 90 seconds away from tip-off in the second half. Let's take a peek at the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard in the top 25. Number 3, Louisville leads Hofstra 46-35. Number 7, Michigan leads South Carolina State 59-23. 25th-ranked Virginia on top of number 14, VCU, 26-24. All those games in the halftime area. First half, number 9, Syracuse leads Fordham 30-13. It is number 2, Michigan State, leading number 1, Kentucky 20-12. Also coming up later on tonight, number 10, Ohio State, home for Ohio. Just tipping off number 8, Oklahoma State, with a 3-0 lead against Utah Valley. 24th-ranked UCLA getting set for a 9 o'clock tip with Oakland. Number 11, Florida on the road at number 20, Wisconsin. Number 5, Duke. Number 4, check it. Number 5, Kansas. Number 4, Duke getting together at 9:30. Finals from earlier today. Number 23, Baylor beat South Carolina 66-64. On the MAC scoreboard, it is Manhattan leading Columbia 38-35. Vermont leading Siena 32-29. Lehigh 44, Ryder 25. St. Peter's on top of Hampton at the break 31-24. Earlier today, LaSalle beat Quinnipiac 73-67.
How you doing, partner? How was halftime?
It was good. It was good.
Did you see the...
Steve and I were like in sync with one another. We had the same points, the same ideas. Always good to see the Zazzer.
And I know you two have been conspiring.
No, it's not true.
The bigger question is, did you see the Monmouth student almost make our World Subaru shootout shot for a new car?
Did not see that. I was busy doing the halftime show.
Yeah, but come on.
We were engaged in conversation. We were trying to break down the game, stay on top of what's going on.
Made the layup, made the free throw, made the three, had the half-court shot, and all within 24 seconds, and he airballed the half-court. He was 3-for-3 before blowing it.
Do you get anything for doing the first three? I mean,
a sturdy handshake.
Not even like a t-shirt?
No, we gave him a
headband, sweatshirt. I mean,
we gave him a t-shirt.
Meal card. I mean,
and anything. I'm made of Monmouth money here.
I've seen your budget numbers.
We gave him a beautiful Believe, Compete, Succeed band that you can also see on display throughout different areas of the Multipurpose Activity Center. The new branding up on the blue-white room and in the Hall of Fame lounge as well. As we are ready for second half action. Penn moving right to left. Monmouth left to right. First whistle. We'll get a chance to talk about that. Whole new campaign here at the university is moving forward. A foul call to begin things. We're 10 seconds in, and Darian Nelson-Henry is fouled going to the basket.
Well, certainly a point of contention. Keep the fouls down and watch out for the turnovers. Too many for both sides on Monmouth. Those 14 turnovers and already four guys that have two personal fouls before the break, and now Tillman just picked up his third.
As Nelson-Henry misses his first free throw. First half for him, 3 of 6, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Penn shot 44% in that first half compared to just Monmouth's 37. As Nelson-Henry goes 1 of 2, pushing that Penn lead to 42-33, just over 10 seconds gone by, second half. Ties their largest advantage of the game. O'Garo, top of the key. Dribble handoff for Jones. Same starting five both ways. Deion Jones shuffles it over to Nicholas. His triple is bottom of the net. 42-36.
He didn't shoot well, and that will increase his percentage a little bit, but it is his third three-pointer of the night.
And Nelson-Henry is fouled again. If this is on Tillman, and it is, that's number 4, and you can say goodbye to Zach Tillman for the foreseeable future as Chris Brady will check in. The big man now has 4 personals, including 2, in about 38 seconds.
Yeah, you just can't do that. You know, you've got to understand once you pick up that third, all right, coach is going to leave me in. You know, at that point, you've got to shy away from contact. Hard to say that about a big guy who's supposed to be the middle of the defense, but you've got to be a little smarter.
Jamal Lewis finds Nelson-Henry, but wave off his shot attempt as he will be called for traveling. Monmouth will get it back, trailing by 6.
As this second half develops, we'll see if it's what part of the first half carries over. It was a game of runs more so than anything else in that first half.
Here Robinson gets his pocket picked by Jamal Lewis, and then Justin fouls him in the backcourt. That's his first foul.
Turnovers. Been an issue tonight for Monmouth, and I don't think you'll see that happen too often, that Robinson will have his pocket picked up near half court, but you've got to make sure you are taking care of the basketball.
And to inbound, Hicks will signal it in. As now Doherty finds Jamal Lewis. Broken play here a bit. Lewis finds it over into the corner. Triple is bottom of the net. Jackson Cartwright, he's got three threes. He's been jawing with someone, too, in the front row all game. And he let that person know what we already do, that he's hot. As Chris Brady's turnaround jumper cuts that lead to 45-38.
Brady's got a nice little touch inside. And then you think about going the other way for Cartwright. He's having some fun jawing with some of the fans here at the MAC.
He'll try another one. Oh, he is hot! 48-38. And maybe you should go tell that fan not to have a Spike Lee situation here at the MAC.
Yeah, Cartwright right now taking over the game. He's got four threes on the night.
Nicholas can't answer. Oh, Garrow skies for the offensive rebound, and his putback attempt. He's fouled by Doherty.
Garrow got a little lucky there, at least from where we're sitting. Looked like a pretty clean block. A lot of ball that time. But nonetheless, Garrow rewarded for his efforts on the offensive glass. Opportunity here for a couple of free throws.
So this is Penn's largest lead of the game. It matches the largest lead for either team. Monmouth led by 10 really early as Garrow misses his first free throw. Henry Brooks in. Doherty out. And Garrow has one more free throw.
Yeah, and not a good night shooting free throws tonight for MU so far. I've got him at 4 of 9. Make it 4 of 10.
Garrow going 0 of 2. We've played just about 2 minutes, and Penn has increased their halftime lead now ever so slightly. Jackson Cartwright made another one but waved it off. An illegal screen will be the call on Henry Brooks. It's the only thing that's been able to slow him down is that foul call on his teammate.
Yeah, he's getting the form of a very confident player that's not having many problems getting a shot.
Robinson, top of the key, he goes Garrow. Hand off to Deion Jones. Jones into the lane. His shot good off the window.
Great night so far for Deion Jones. He is 5 of 5 from the floor.
He's got 13 to cut the Penn lead to 8. Lewis over to Jackson Cartwright. He is feeling it here. He wastes one, though. Throws it at the rim. Jones pulls it down. Ahead to Garrow. Tyrone glides to the basket. Misses the layup. Brady misses the putback. Two bunnies for MU, and they're not able to connect as Penn will come back the other way.
Those are ones that you cannot miss if you are going to stay alive in back-and-forth games like this.
Especially with a team with so many proven scorers. And this is one of them down low. Nelson Henry can't get it to go off the glass. Brady pulls it down. Ahead to Garrow. Monmouth trailing by 8. And Tyrone has his pocket picked. Jamal Lewis, back the other way. Leaves one for Cartwright. Another beautiful pass. And this one, a missed layup. Oh, man, Brooks had an easy one, and he blew it.
Can't miss those either if you're a Penn fan.
Robinson, back the other way. Spins. His kickout pass is stolen by Hicks. He'll go ahead to Jackson Cartwright, who will lay it in uncontested to push the Penn lead to 10. And this second half has really unraveled both ways, especially the Monmouth way.
Well, biggest problem for Monmouth is they cannot take care of the basketball right now. They have turned it over on a bunch of possessions already here in the first 3.5 minutes.
50-40, Penn leads. Deion Jones, top of the key. Robinson goes to Nicholas, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Dribble handoff to Garrow. Red in the left corner. Spins. Floater. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Nicholas. Gathered. Lays it in and one.
Well, you got to stick with it if you're Nicholas. You know, despite not having a good shot tonight, sometimes you've got to bang down low inside. And a good job that time by Red. Fighting through some traffic. Getting the offensive rebound. And a nice kind of reverse type putback. The opportunity for 3.
That will go on Nelson Henry, his second. Hudiger back in. Josh James back in. And for Penn, Gunter checks back in. Nicholas shooting for the conventional three-point play with 16:11 to go. He hits it. He's got 14 now, the team high man. And Monmouth trails by 7. James guarding Lewis. Nicholas, the player guarding Jackson Cartwright, running through screens now. Lewis drives on James. Leaves one. This is Brooks into the lane. Kicks it out to Hicks. He gets into the lane. A lot of contact. Wave off the pass as there will be a foul called on MU. It'll get us to the under 16 media. It'll go on Marcelo Hudiger. 50-43. Penn leads Monmouth. 15:50 to go. Second half, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services and proud to be the Monmouth Dining Service official sponsor. They provide food service, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions and universities. Aramark is again proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider and the proud sponsor of our seat upgrade promotion at all home men's basketball games and select women's games throughout the season. Alongside my broadcast partner this evening and good friend Matt Harmon, I am Eddie Acapinti. Ray Malaspina, engineering back in the studios. We have another opportunity to say it, an all Monmouth broadcast. The engineer, the two broadcasters, even our halftime guest Steve Vazquez, and we're proud to bring Monmouth basketball to you here on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks on defense here, trailing Penn, who has the basketball, 50-43. Lewis over to Jackson Cartwright. He gets into the lane, leaves one behind. Jumper by Brooks Jr. is good. 52-43, Quakers lead Monmouth.
Shots becoming a little too easy for Penn on the defensive side for Monmouth.
James finds Hudiger down low, and he's fouled, trying to collect the ball and go up to the basket.
You know, it's a point that we made at halftime, Eddie, when you were off air, and I agreed with Steve, and we both kind of had the same thought. Monmouth right now, with all these turnovers, of which right now they've got 17 on the night, they are really struggling in terms of setting up their half-court offense. They just don't look overly comfortable in it when they come across that timeline.
Hudiger has two, and Matt, compare that to Friday night at Hofstra when MU had 11 for the game, as Hudiger misses the first and only three in the second half, as Greg Nowak checks back in for Tyrone O'Garrow. So you see it right there. You take care of the ball, you get more possessions, you score more points. If you don't, that's maybe why you find yourself down 9. And still 9, as Hudiger looked bad on both attempts with 15:15 to go.
4 of 13 now from the free throw line. That's not going to help your cause either.
Jamal Lewis between the circles, left-hand dribble. We've played 5 minutes here, second half. Penn leads by 9. Pick and pop to Brooks. His floater in the lane is good. Good activity from Henry Brooks Jr.
You're not at it yet, but you're starting to get the feel of this one, that in a game that's been back and forth with runs, Penn just getting a little bit more consistent play.
James backdoor find to Deion Jones. Nice pass from Josh James. Back to single digits now, 54-45.
Important basket there for Jones, who's kind of been a do-everything guy for Monmouth tonight. 6 of 6 from the field.
We've played 5.5 here in the second half. Nicholas steps into the passing lane. Red with a steal ahead of the pack. Lays it in with the left hand to cut the Penn lead to 54-47.
Broke on that play beautifully. Kind of read where the pass was going to go. Stepped in and able to get the easy two the other way.
Top of the key, Lewis. Penn almost had it stolen again by Nicholas as he closed out on Jackson Cartwright. Back into the game for the Quakers, Darian Nelson Henry, and into the game for the first time today is Tony Bagtis, a freshman guard, goes 5'11 from Union City, Georgia.
And number 11, Tony Bagtis.
Long cross-court find to Jackson Cartwright as Bagtis will run the point now. Hicks is on the court. He's been quiet. He only has 8. He had 28 against Temple. Jackson Cartwright, another 3. This one too strong. Rebound put out of play, they say, off of Deion Jones. O'Garrow will check back in. 13:56 to go, second half. And have yet to mention it. Obviously, we should. We are at the MAC tonight in the first game on the men's side being played under the newly named Gaffney Court. at the MAC for former Monmouth president Paul G. Gaffney.
We're happy to talk with reigning president right now, Paul Brown, on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show.
James, touch pass, Nicholas, O'Garo, can't get the layup to go. Brooks ahead of the pack to Jackson Cartwright. Nicholas swats it out of bounds, but a foul called. Ray Perrone had the call from behind with 13:35 to go.
You've got to wonder for Tyrone O'Garo right now. He has missed two easy layups, and I say easy, no one really challenging him on either one. No one really in the area for either one. You've got to make those easy ones to stay alive in games.
Almost think if you're going to miss it, you're better off missing a dunk than a layup. Got to put it in, especially when you're trailing by seven. So Miles Jackson Cartwright, the game's high man, with 17, now adds to 18 with the first free throw. We knew Tony Hicks was a high-volume guy, and now Penn showing that they've got a pretty potent scoring backcourt. Cartwright makes them both. He takes a seat back on Julian Harrell. Hicks and Jackson Cartwright, Matt, could be pretty dangerous in the Ivy League this year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Cartwright has the look of a shooter, especially the way he's playing tonight.
O'Garo gets that one to go with the left hand, absorbing some contact, 56-49.
Well, go figure. You missed two easy ones, but then with contact, you put in a nice one from the left side.
13-10 to go, second half. Jumper on the way. Brooks can't get that one. James pulls it down. Josh James, head up in transition. Makes a move at the foul line. Pull-up jumper is short. O'Garo offensive rebound. Putback is missed, but he's fouled. That's better with 12:54 to go in the second half. He looks like he's picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, now you've got to convert from the free throw line, which has been an issue tonight for Monmouth at 31%. And O'Garo has missed his only two attempts of the night.
12:54 to go here in the second half. Hawks trail by seven. And unfortunately, another missed Monmouth free throw. What's the number up to now?
Well, it's down to 29% overall for the game. I believe it's 4-14.
I guess when I meant the number of misses, unfortunately, for Monmouth tonight. They didn't shoot him great against Hofstra. Deion Jones shot him well, and he helped ice the game away in the second half. Hawks leaving a lot of points there as O'Garo makes this one to go 56-50 with under 13 to go.
Well, not great the other night against Hofstra, 18 of 27, but right now you'd sign for that, shooting 33%.
Bag test around a screen from Nelson Henry. Gets another one, left-hand dribble. Stutter step. They go down low. Nelson Henry double-teamed off the window. Good, he got a friendly bounce. 58-50, Penn leads Monmouth. James, top of the key. Behind the back on Bagtis. Nice shovel over to Brady. Turn around, left hand jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Garo. Put back, no good. Brady, third try, no. Fourth try, no. Ball out of bounds, off Monmouth, over to Penn. How many missed layups and free throws can we see tonight from MU down eight?
Well, you're doing a good job in one respect, crashing the glass and getting extra chances, but then you've got to be able to convert on a couple of them. Hard to say you get five chances at the basket and you don't come away with anything.
Nearing the 12-minute mark, Quaker basketball, MU extending the pressure full. Hicks leaves one to Nelson Henry. Shot blocked by Max DeLeo from behind. O'Garo pulls it down. Robinson ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Back to Justin Robinson. Makes a move around Jock. Jumps the pass. Over to DeLeo. Max tries to go to O'Garo. Deflected ball. Back to DeLeo. Pumps it an 18-footer. Jumps the pass again. Robinson. Three from the wing. Too strong. Rebound is a whistle. It'll be a loose ball foul on Deion Jones. His third. We reach the under 12 media. 11:40 to go in this one. 10:58. Monmouth 50. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by our friends at the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association. They work to make public schools great for every child. Alongside Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Ray Malaspina back in the studio. Hawks trail 58-50 with 11:40 to go here in the second half.
Turnovers, foul shooting, and missed layup. That's been the story a little bit tonight for Monmouth. Hawks certainly still very much alive in this game with a lot of time left up, trailing rather 58-50. Just got to start taking advantage of some opportunities when presented.
Marcelo Hudiger back into the game. In the game for Penn for the first time. Darty back in the second half. 11:25 to go here. Hicks shakes free of DeLeo into the paint. O'Garo challenged it. Missed shot off the rim. Deion Jones pulls it down.
One and out. That's a little bit more of what Monmouth needs to do.
Robinson into the teeth of the lane. Draws contact and he's fouled. Doherty got him from behind. That'll be the Penn big man's fourth.
Bit of a silly foul that time by Penn, as Robinson had penetrated, but penetrated almost too deep and was underneath the basket when he was fouled and let that shot go.
That bailed out a bit as Robinson will go to the line. He was so good in the second half against Hofstra. Slow to get it going tonight in the scoring column as he makes that free throw there. He now has 3 points.
We said you're going to have to take the good sometimes with maybe a little bit of the bad. You can't expect freshman guys to come out and just shoot the lights out all the time. Just doesn't happen. Even with the very best, so much has been talked about at more of the national level with some of the incoming freshmen right now with some of the top 20, top 5 schools. They're going to have their struggles too. You just can't do it every night while you're still learning the game.
DeLeo is fouled after Robinson made 2 of 2. Max stole the inbounds and was fouled going to the basket. Hawks trail 58-52, 11:10 to go, and that's what Max DeLeo can do, Matt. He is instant energy off the bench.
Yeah, that's his role. You know, we said if you can contribute with some points and do that too, all the more that you're going to see that playing time just continue to increase. I mean, DeLeo played half of the first half, 10 minutes, worked himself a pretty solid game the other night against Hofstra, where he played major minutes and made a really big contribution in that contest. When you think coming off the bench, you play 17 minutes, on par for pretty much that again tonight.
So after missing a bunch of free throws, MU hits 4 in a row here to cut the Penn lead to 58-48. Jackson Cartwright, the game's high man, rather, with 19 back into the contest. Jamal Lewis, DeLeo on him, between the circles. He gets around DeLeo, leaves one behind, layup is missed. It's gotten back by Penn and has it stripped by DeLeo. How about that? Nelson Henry, couple of opportunities, and the little pest that he is, Max DeLeo, will force another turnover.
He does the dirty work for this team. His fourth steal of the night, had one on the inbounds, another one right here, so 4 so far tonight for him. And he's fouled, that one, the 18th foul for Penn, so Monmouth will shoot for the remaining part of the game. And as you mentioned, making their last few attempts, got to keep that trend going. It'll keep you alive in what looks like it's going to be a game all the way to the end.
DeLeo back at the line. 1-1 now. He can't get the first one to go, out of play off Marcelo Hudiger. So Monmouth trailing by 4, gives it back over to Penn with 10:45 to go in this one.
Especially front ends. Got to make sure you get those first ones.
Hicks running the point here. As DeLeo guarding it. He's got 8 in this one. 28 last time out. Hicks behind the back on DeLeo. Bounces it down low. Nelson Henry misses his shot. DeLeo gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Jones. Deion Jones has his shot pinned back. That block, big one by Harrell. Let's go back the other way. Hicks to Lewis. He loses it. Loose ball here. Scrum. Monmouth comes away with it. Robinson 3-on-2. Justin leaves it for DeLeo. Max. Pump fake. Misses the layup. O'Garo misses the dunk follow. And Deion Jones will be called for a loose ball foul. It'll be his fourth as he bodied up Harrell.
a call that is not being greeted with a whole lot of enthusiasm by the crowd here at the MAC was made by the outside official who was up near midcourt. And for Jones, he might have to sit for a little bit. That's his fourth personal foul.
He's got four. Zach Tillman has four. Josh James and Colin Stewart check in. They take out Jones and DeLeo. Is it, as Hicks has one and one, has Nicholas been on the bench a while?
He's definitely been on there, I feel like, for a little bit, yeah.
Hicks' first free throw is good. 59-54 as we near the midway point in the second half. His second one. Misses that one. O'Garrow pulls the rebound down. So Monmouth down five. They run it up floor in a hurry. Robinson calling signals. Into the lane. Absorbs some contact. Shot is blocked out of bounds. That shot thrown by Dylan Jones.
Like the intensity and kind of that fearless attitude by Robinson. But man, when you take it one on four and you're going in with guys who might be a foot taller than you, you better expect to have it be blocked out of bounds.
Stewart inbounded to O'Garrow. Hicks almost took it away from him. And went out of play. It'll remain Hawk ball. 23 on the shot clock. Hicks almost took out assistant Rick Callahan and about two-thirds of press row with that one. Under 9:50 to go, Matt. Looks as though Penn may be showing zone D for the first time in this one.
Yeah, they look like they have packed it in a little bit with a 2-3.
Robinson triple. Bottom of the net. 59-57. Now our score.
Now, that's going to pull him out of that zone pretty quick. If that was a change of pace by Jerome Allen, I can't imagine it's going to stay that way very long, especially if you're going to get made three-pointers from the outside.
Hawks down just by two. The MAC has come alive with 9:20 to go. Harrell drives on Colin Stewart. Double team. Picked up his dribble. Wild shot. No good. Hudiger rebound. Monmouth can tie it with two or take the lead with three. James over to Colin Stewart. James, pump fake. Back to Stewart. Penn stays zone. Skip pass. Robinson pumps it a three. He's bumped on the way to the basket. That was Brooks that got him. It'll be his fourth foul. Justin Robinson will have one and one with 8:55 to go.
Robinson with that three, his first made three of the night, starting to look like he wants to assert himself a little bit more on offense. He's gone to the basket a couple of times here in the last couple of possessions, showed the range in that last three. He is an extremely quick player. Not big. We've talked about the size at 5'8".
Number 12.
You just have that sense he wants to be that guy who has the basketball.
Monmouth trailing by two. Robinson with one and one. Misses the front end but gets his own rebound. Under nine to go. Hawks trail by two still. Josh James around an O'Garrow screen. Nowhere to go. Now to the basket. Floater for the tie. Good off the window.
That's a tough move. You know, that's his game a little bit more. Drive to the basket. He's a little bit bigger, physical player, can absorb the body contact and still get a shot off.
8:30 to go. We got a brand new game at 59 all. Lewis drives on Robinson. His pass is left behind. Loose ball. Bodies go flying. Harrell has it, and Jerome Allen calls timeout with 8:20 to go in the second half.
Good little energy spurt here for Monmouth. You kind of like what you see out of them right now. They've kind of picked up their play on both ends of the court.
The timeout is a 30, assess the pen. We've got another one coming out in about 20 seconds. We'll keep things right here. It'll allow us to check our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, let's do the MAC scoreboard here as we take a peek what's going on around the league. In addition, obviously, Monmouth and Penn here tied at 59. Manhattan and Columbia are tied at 46. That 11 minutes to go in the second half. Right around the 11-minute mark as well as Vermont leads Siena 46-38. out in Pennsylvania, Lehigh, on top of Ryder. Big fashion, 75-56, 7 minutes to play there. St. Peter's with a 49-45 lead on Hampton with 8 minutes to go in the second half. We talked about the game earlier today. A morning start with LaSalle beating Quinnipiac 73-67.
Were you locked in at all on our 24 hours of college basketball madness?
I was watching it certainly at different points during the course of the day. You know, it's nice to be able to put the TV on at any point, and there's a live basketball game going on. I did catch a good chunk of the second half of that LaSalle-Quinnipiac game. Bobcats were in it all the way really to the end. They just couldn't really get over the hump a little bit against a LaSalle team that put together a pretty nice effort. This Penn team will play LaSalle, part of the Big Five out in Philly. They'll match up on the 4th of January. You know, as a point I wanted to make a little earlier, this is an important game for Penn when you think about it. You know, I would have to think you'd almost mark it as a win if you're a Penn fan, because after this, Penn State, Iowa, Niagara, Lafayette, Villanova. That's the stretch coming up.
Not an easy stretch at all for the Quakers. Nelson Henry down low. Has it taken away by Josh James. The freshman making plays again. They did it against Hofstra. Doing it tonight with Monmouth all tied. 59-all with the Quakers. Under 8 to go. Robinson into the lane. His floater off the bottom of the rim. Hudiger, his putback, stuffed. Tried to kick it out to Robinson. It was taken away by Tony Hicks. Under 8 to go. The Penn Quakers will slow things down. They throw it left wing. A drive by Harrell. Out of contact, no call. Now the other way, and Robinson has it taken away. Harrell lays it in to give Penn a two-point lead.
Now that's a good defensive surge that time by Penn. Able to pop it away from Robinson and convert. They've been pretty quiet, Penn has, in the last little bit on the offensive end.
O'Gara, right-hand dribble. Top of the key, Colin Stewart.
Back to the man here for Penn as well on the defensive end.
Stewart pulls for two, too strong. Josh James battles for the offensive rebound. Flips it over to Robinson, right back to Stewart. Back up top of the key, Robinson, 6:50 to go. And he'll reset the offense here, splits a double team. Robinson at the rim, no good. A tipped rebound, comes down to Nelson Henry.
Again, the aggressiveness is there. The finish has to follow for Robinson. If you're going to be that dynamic and slice through the lane, you've got to be able to put some of those down.
6.5 to go. Penn leads by 2. Right-hand dribble for Hicks. Hands off for Harrell. Back to Hicks. He attacks the basket. Floater in the lane. No good. Tip by Nelson Henry is good. 63-59.
Well, got to make sure you got to put a body certainly on him at 6'11". Kind of hard to miss the biggest guy on the floor for Penn, but it was able to knife through and get a big putback.
Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout. We'll keep things right here. 6:16 to go. Second half. Penn 63. Monmouth 59. The Hawks shooting 35% from the floor right now. And Matt, down 4. I think at this point, they need someone to make a play. Last game, it was Robinson, it was James, and even Max DeLeo down the stretch. Now, they've got to find that source because they're in another close basketball game.
And here's a little bit of a problem as I see it. Even though those names that you mentioned played a pretty pivotal role in the game against Hofstra, the guy who kind of led the team all the way through was Deion Jones. He had 22. He's on the bench right now with 4 fouls. So you're kind of missing that element, which is important. You know, yes, James had a good game. DeLeo back on the floor now, and Robinson has shown that he can do a lot of things in this contest, but you're missing almost that stabilizing element of everything. To me, it's got to be the guy who's inbound in the basketball right now, and that was Andrew Nicholas.
Nicholas back into the contest. Double-figure scoring tonight. Monmouth ball here, down 4. James, top of the key. Hands off for DeLeo, under 20 on the shot clock. DeLeo hands to Robinson. Back to Max. He's going to go to the basket. DeLeo, before he can get moving, is fouled. Foul will go on Tony Hicks. We've reached the under 8 media. Brooks has fouled out for Penn. He'll take a seat, but not before we take our media timeout. 63-59, Penn. 5:58 to go. Second half, we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 5:58 to go, second half. Monmouth in their home opener in the 2013-14 college basketball season trails Penn 63-59. We are courtside with you at the MAC. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here for the live action all season long. Ray Malaspina back in the studios. And Matt, even when Monmouth gets close or ties up Penn in this second half, which they have on a couple of occasions, the Quakers just seem to have an answer in this one. It was Jackson Cartwright early, a host of players late, and Monmouth finds himself down 4.
Yeah, I mean, Penn has done a nice job of kind of answering back any little Monmouth run. We just got some new numbers passed over to us, and, you know, still some alarming ones. 19 turnovers, that's been both sides. Neither team has really taken off. But for me, if Monmouth cannot come back and win this game, the number they are going to keep an eye on, at least right now, 9 of 21 from the free throw line. Just giving away a lot of points.
Max DeLeo has 2 free throws here. At the other end of the timeout, he makes his first one. Got our first look at freshman guard for Penn, number 24, Matt Howard, as DeLeo makes them both. So we're back to a two-point game. 63-61, under 6 to go.
Kind of an interesting time to get your first minutes of the game here.
Harrell fouled out. My mistake, that was Brooks fouling out, so that's why Howard now into the game. Hicks picks up his dribble, finds its way over to Howard, right wing. Top of the key, Harrell dumps it down low, and a block by Brady, but a foul called as Nelson Henry got going to the rim.
We've seen one of those on either side, those blocks that look so good that maybe from where we are, just there's that extra little bit of contact. It was a heck of a lot of ball that time by Brady.
Foul is Brady's first. So to the line goes Darian Nelson Henry. His first one is good, pushing that Penn lead back to 3 with 5:35 to go. The big man for Penn steadies himself. Good looking 6'11 sophomore makes the second one. He's got 14. Quakers lead 65-61. Robinson spins and gets into the lane. Max DeLeo will try a 3. Way short. And James goes over the back of Tony Hicks. He should have a couple of free throws now. My mistake, it'll still be 1-1, Matt. That was Monmouth's 9th team foul.
Yeah, one more, and both teams will shoot 2 for the remaining part of the game here. Penn has certainly taken advantage, for the most part, of their opportunities from the line tonight, shooting 74%.
Hicks 1 point away from double digits. And there that one goes, all net, 66-61. He's got 10. The Hawks have done a good job on him, but 2 other players, Jackson Cartwright and Nelson Henry, have had big nights for Penn. Hicks misses the second one, and the rebound's knocked out of play by Justin Harrell. So the Hawks get it back, down 5, 5:21 to go. Worth mentioning, while we have a second partner, sorry to cut you off, a couple of football games left. I know you probably talked about it earlier. We'll get into that. The under 4 media timeout as Josh James brings it into the front court for MU. Got away with a double dribble right in front of us. He hands to Justin Robinson. Robinson into the lane. Absorbs contact. No good off the window. Nelson Henry pulls it down.
Again, you're getting close to the rim. You're starting to get to that now under 5 time where possessions become critical. Got to take advantage of opportunities for Monmouth. Love to see the Hawks, you know, get themselves a lead and make Penn have to respond back.
Howard goes down low. Nelson Henry, give and go to Howard. He's fouled, going to the basket by Justin Robinson.
Second on Robinson, so no problem there, but it is the 10th team foul on MU, so Penn will be in the double bonus for the remaining part of this one.
Both teams shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. Howard misses his first free throw rather badly. O'Garo into the game. He played 5 minutes against Temple. He was 0 of 3 from the line in that one. Penn's been playing basketball a long, long time. Since 1897. Howard, 0-5 now on the season from the line, as Matt, this remains a 5-point Quaker lead.
They go back a little ways with this game. All those Ivy League schools with a lot of history.
Nicholas fouled as he was going to the basket. Blocking foul will go on Darian Nelson-Henry. That's his third. Yeah, you look at some of the numbers for these Ivy League schools. They've been around a while. Penn, all-time, is in the top 15 in all-time wins in Division I. The school they trail is Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think of it when you look at it. It's kind of a who's who of college basketball with Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke right there. St. John's, UCLA, Notre Dame, Syracuse, and Penn being in, you know, just outside the top 10 at number 11. That's pretty solid overall. You, we said that at the beginning of the game. You know, they had a down season last year, but picked the number two spot in the Ivy League preseason poll. It's a team that is used to having a lot of success.
Andrew Nicholas goes 2 of 2 from the line, making this again a one-possession game at 66-63. Jamal Lewis between the circles with Robinson on it. Robinson gets his hand on it. Lewis recovers. Shuffles it over to Doherty. Moves on O'Garrow. Spins baseline. Shot is good off the window for Fran Doherty.
That is an old-fashioned basketball move. Back to the basket. Bang your man down a couple. Go baseline and use the window for two.
Under four to go. Monmouth down 5. Robinson tries to split a double team. It goes off the shoe of Lewis. Doherty in the open court. Lays it in front of Max DeLeo. Penn now on top by 7.
Little 4-0 run here. Again, turnovers and converting into points for Penn has been a real problem for Monmouth.
Bad time for the Hawks to go cold. Great time for Penn. Robinson throws one down low to Brady. Wild shot is missed on a reverse layup.
Not needed. A bad attempt that time by Brady. You're pinned off underneath the basket. And you're going to try reverse. You've got to be at least halfway on the front side of the rim. He wasn't anywhere close to that.
And this ball thrown into the Penn bench. Hicks gives one away. And we'll go to the under four with Monmouth down by 7. We step out for 60 seconds. Hawks trailing 70-63. 3:11 to go. And we're back in 1 minute on the Shore Sports Network. 3:11 to go in this one. It's been a good game throughout. The last minute or so, Penn's had the better go of it, leading Monmouth 70-63. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here with you courtside. We'd like to remind you that University Subs is proud to support Monmouth Athletics all season long. They offer free delivery to the MU dorms, and students receive 10% off of their final order. Matt, final 3:11. Monmouth down 7. We see the lineup that breaks the floor. Nicholas, Robinson, O'Garrow, Jones, and Chris Brady.
Got to see if Jones can get himself back into the fold here a little bit. He's been Monmouth's best offensive player.
He's got 15. He had to sit a long time with 4 fouls. Justin Robinson pumps for 3, shakes off his defender, pulls for 3, and buries it. 70-66.
Nice move. Started on his way to the basket. Got the defender to fall off. And a step-back jumper. Pretty-looking shot for Justin Robinson.
Big shot as well. Nicholas comes away with a steal. MU down 4. Red at the rim. No good, but he'll have 2 free throws coming as the Hawks turn up the defensive intensity.
And good thing in terms of the free throw shooting, which has not been good tonight for Monmouth. They have made their way up over the 50% mark. Nichols has been really good from the line. 3 of 3 so far on the night.
2 minutes, 34 seconds to go. Big 3 by Robinson. That pushes him into double digits at 10. As Nicholas will now go to the foul line. Mac gets really quiet for the first one. It is good. Back to a one-possession game. Back into the game, Fran Doherty. 2 minutes, 34 seconds to go. Matt, does Monmouth have one more run in them? And it looks as though they're going to unleash a little pressure after this free throw from Nicholas. His first miss from the line this game, 70-67.
Yeah, makes it harder to set up the pressure without the made free throw. So Monmouth will back off here in their man-to-man.
2:20 to go. Hicks Right-hand dribble between the circles over on the right wing. Ball screen middle of the floor. Goes top of the key, Jackson Cartwright. He was so good early, he's been very quiet. Eyes up Nicholas. Around a screen, does it again, pulls for three. Buries it! Big, big shot for Miles Jackson Cartwright.
Fifth three-pointer of the night. He's got 22.
Hawks again trail by six, and Coach Rice takes a timeout with Monmouth trailing 73-67, 1:53 to go.
A quick discussion there. I think Coach Rice may be feeling like Cartwright had freed himself open because of a moving screen. With Monmouth now trailing by six, again at the inside two-minute mark, you've worked yourself in. Now you're starting to think about possessions. You know, take advantage of one here. Maybe you get it to four. Maybe you can get it to three. If you get an open three-pointer look, that's where you want to stay right now. You don't want this to go to a three-possession game. You need to keep it at two and under. So every time Monmouth gets the ball here, you're going to have to try to make something happen offensively. I still think the idea of Robinson starting at the top of the key, if he can drive, great. Maybe look for a dish. Not sure that now is the time to try something too difficult inside. But if you can drive and get that defender, the defense to collapse a pen, there's going to be something open outside, whether that is Jones with a three, Nicholas with a three. To me, those are the two guys that look to get the ball right now.
1 minute, 53 seconds to go in this one. Hawks basketball as they trail by six. Brady gets it on the right wing extended. Set play drawn by Coach Rice. O'Gara now goes to Andrew Nicholas, top of the key. Red drives. Lefty shot is no good. Rebound by Hicks.
Not sure that that's the one they would have wanted coming out of the timeout. Nicholas maybe forced that one a little bit.
Under 90 seconds to go. Hawks trail by six, 73-67. Hicks attacks the basket. All the way. Blocking foul will go on O'Gara, who hit the ground very, very hard. He was in the restricted circle. And that's why he's called for the foul.
And a little slow to get up right now. The Monmouth training staff will come on and take a look. O'Gara were able to get up, but will need a little bit of help limping off. Took a hard fall after trying to draw the foul inside. Monmouth will counter here with Josh James coming back in. Maybe a substitution that could have happened anyway. You think maybe offense for defense a little bit. James gives you a little bit more scoring punch than O'Gara does. But with the switch, Monmouth maybe a little bit more of a presence on the glass. You know, James more of a guard. You're basically taking out O'Gara, who's more of a pounded inside rebounding type, and replacing him with a straight-up two-guard.
Tony Hicks at the line. He's got two free throws. Misses the first. Big miss for Penn's leading scorer, with the Quakers leading 73-67. Two-possession game. Couple of dribbles for Hicks. He's got 10 tonight. And he makes the second one to make the lead now, 74-67. Let's see what Monmouth has in this final 80 seconds. Robinson gets a high ball screen from Deion Jones. Stutter step dribble with the left hand. Into the lane before the shot. Foul called out front. And Robinson will have two free throws with 1:09 to go.
And that's what we said. If you can isolate him up top a little bit, he's a guy who doesn't really need a screen. He is so quick with the basketball in his hands. He can cross over one way, cross back over the other, and get himself into the lane really with two dribbles. And he's pretty much close to the basket. And in that case, you know, draw the foul. Stop the clock, which is good for Monmouth right now. See if you can slice into this lead from the free throw line.
So the diminutive Robinson at the line. He's got 10 points in this one. Now has 11. O'Gara comes back in. Penn counters with their two post players, Darian Nelson-Henry and Fran Doherty. Monmouth now down 74-68. Robinson hit them both. DeLeo will come in. He'll take out Justin Robinson. So there's your offense-defense switch as Monmouth goes to a bigger lineup with Josh James running the point. Hawks are going to pressure full here. Inbound to Hicks. They're going to double him in the backcourt. He throws it ahead to Jackson Cartwright. Now Lucas Perry, under 1 minute to go. Monmouth down five. Probably the last possession in which they will not foul. 34 seconds separate the game and shot clock. And Nelson Cartwright, or rather Jackson Cartwright, forced to call a timeout with 50.5 seconds to go. And Penn leading Monmouth 74 to 69.
Well, this is where you got to make it count. You know, if your mama still a two-possession game, still a lot of time left in this basketball game. What are your options now when you break here and you get your hands back on the ball? You're obviously looking for a stop and then maybe something quick up the court if you can. Get something in transition. If you got fouled, that would work too. But it all starts here with MU trying to make sure they can keep 10 off of the scoreboard on this possession.
Monmouth returns to action in almost 1 week. 6 days from tonight, we'll be live at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, when the Hawks take on Seton Hall at 8 p.m. You coming with me to the Rock?
I am.
Looking forward to doing that one. It'll be the first opportunity that I have to broadcast in that building. Have you done one there yet?
I haven't done a game there. I have done a talk show there, though.
Looking forward to that one next Tuesday as Monmouth will come out pressure man-to-man, full court here, under 50 to go. Jackson Cartwright guarded by Max DeLeo with 8 on the shot clock. Jackson Cartwright around a couple of screens. DeLeo playing really good defense. Kicks it over. Triple try on the way for Lucas Perry. It was blocked. And then Penn comes away with it. Tie-up situation on the alternate possession. MU gets it back as Josh James tied up the shooter who got it back, Patrick Lucas Perry, with 32 and 5-10 seconds to go.
Nice defensive play that time by Red Nicholas, who came out and got the block, forcing that situation where Monmouth able to get their hands back on the basketball here.
So Penn will go offense, defense as well. They get a couple smaller, quicker guys into the game. Cameron Gunter checks in. Not sure why we have a stoppage in play here. Didn't see a timeout called. They've actually gone to, I believe, I know there, is it a replay system check? They're going to check the time, Matt. This year, this is the first year here on the MAC that we are using precision timing, which is dictated by the officials. So, reset the game for you. Penn leads Monmouth 74-69, 32.5 seconds to go. Each team has 10 team fouls. After Monmouth inbounds the ball here, the alternate possession arrow will go back to Penn. Offensively, where do you go if you're Monmouth?
Well, let's see who they come back out on the floor with first. But if it's the five that we just saw leave, I mean, I think it's got to be Nicholas probably number one option. But with Robinson, you know he's going to start with his hands in the basketball. So it all starts with him. You know, it's whether or not he can drive and get to the basket or maybe pop himself for another one of those step-back jumpers that he had before.
Matt, they changed the ruling. It was not a jump ball. It was actually ruled a shot clock violation against Penn. So Monmouth still has the alternate arrow. They trail by five with 34 seconds to go after they put more time on. Deion Jones brings it up floor for Monmouth. Attacks the rim and gets it in with 28 seconds to go. Now Monmouth will have to foul. We'll see when they do it. Jackson Cartwright ahead of the pack. Lucas Perry, and he's fouled by Andrew Nicholas with 22 seconds to go. And Penn leading by three.
Well, it's kind of curious as to why Penn was rushing down the floor so much. Had Nicholas not fouled, it almost looked like Penn was going to try and sneak a pass to the inside, which I think they were going to have a hard time connecting with. But again, give Monmouth credit here, recognizing how much time there is in the game, right to the rim off that last possession. You don't take a whole lot of time, and now you force Penn to try and beat you from the free throw line.
Patrick Lucas Perry with a couple of free throws. Ice cold hits the first one. Jamal Lewis back in. Doherty out. So that Penn lead now 5 points. I'm sorry, 4 points. It's 75-71. One more free throw for Lucas Perry. And he missed that one. So it's 75-71 Penn. And they blow the whistle. They stop the play with 18.3 seconds to go. Coach Rice calls timeout. The score is wrong on the scoreboard. It's now been corrected. 75-71, Penn, 18.3 to go.
So you're in that situation, two-possession game, not a whole lot of time left on the clock, obviously, with just a tick over 18. Look for something quick out of here. This is where you got to lean on what the coach is going to draw up in the huddle right now, because you need something on the quicker side to allow Penn to put the basketball back in play. Maybe get a quick steal off of that. If not, you obviously have to foul right away and then send back down to the free throw line. But for Monmouth, they've got to make these 18 seconds stretch out. And it starts here with this possession coming off, trying to get something to the rim or maybe a three from the outside, but something quick that they can convert with.
Monmouth will inbound the ball at half court. Down four. Again, 18.3 to go. For the Hawks tonight, Andrew Nicholas has 19. Justin Robinson has 12. Deion Jones also in the double figures. For Penn, it's been Miles Jackson Cartwright, who has 22. And 14 points. A lot of it in the second half for Darian Nelson Henry. Hawks trailed by as many as 11 here in the second half. Can they complete a comeback for the second straight game? They trailed Hofstra game one by 13 before coming back to win that one, Matt. And the lineup Monmouth takes the floor with is Justin Robinson, Max DeLeo, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, and Josh James. Small lineup, but a good offensive lineup nonetheless.
And look for something here. Someone, nobody really, if there's not a big body out there to maybe set a screen. Monmouth will play it safe off the timeout.
Jones to the basket. They call a charge. Deion Jones will foul out after an offensive foul is called. The player that drew it is Julian Harrell. Tough, tough call against Deion.
Just never really looked like Jones that time. Kind of had good control of the basketball. No, got it in the backcourt and then went from 0 to 60 in about two steps, but couldn't control himself enough going through the lane. Unfortunate for Monmouth.
We know that there are new rules, at least how they're interpreted this year, but I think if you're out of control, you're out of control regardless of where the defender is, and I think that's why Deion guilty of the foul call there. Penn to inbound, and Monmouth actually commits a foul before the ball is inbounded. Jackson Cartwright will be the shooter. He's coming up a little limpy here as he comes down floor. Nicholas picks up his third foul. Still just a four-point game as Jackson Cartwright will have two free throws here with 14.3 left.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest problem, how you said it. You're out of control, you're out of control. There's no real way around it. And it wasn't necessarily the contact. It was just that Jones never really had got himself back under control when he took the ball into the lane.
First free throw is made by Jackson Cartwright. Makes them both. He's got 23. Penn leads 77-71. 11 seconds to go now. Max DeLeo will attack the basket. He'll lay it in. To cut the lead to four, 8.9 left.
Still time here, a quick foul.
And there it is, as it was James fouling Patrick Lucas Perry with 7.9 to go.
It's the one bad thing about that DeLeo drive. Didn't take a whole lot of time on the clock, but didn't get it back to a one-possession game. You almost think you gotta figure out a way to maybe pop a three there to try and get it to a one-possession game and then force Penn to the free throw line.
He has two shots.
Lucas Perry's first free throw is good. 78-73, Penn leads. Some folks have begun heading to the exits as it looks as though this one just about wrapped up now. As Lucas Perry makes the second one, it's 79-73, Penn. 3 seconds to go. Josh James will try a three. That one no good. Red Nicholas is put back at the buzzer is missed, and Monmouth has dropped their first contest of the season, 79-73, to the University of Pennsylvania Quakers in their home opener of the 2013-14 basketball season.
Tough loss overall. Monmouth will, you know, maybe look back at this one and kick themselves with some easy missed baskets that they had. A lot, obviously, of missed free throws. And some turnover issues. Those are the things, obviously, that you look for. And you'll look to kind of figure it out as you kind of move forward and push this one into game number three. Not going to be an easy foe for MU. And they'll take on the Pirates of Seton Hall next Monday night. So you know, you take this and you hopefully learn from it. It's obviously still pretty early in the season. As we said, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. A pretty good up on Friday night, a little bit of a down right now, because to me at least, this was a winnable basketball game the way that it played out for Monmouth.
Hawks fall in this one to the Quakers again by a score of 79-73. It evens up their overall record this season at 1-1. It improves Penn's overall record to 1-1 as well. We'll take a couple of minute timeout. We'll get ourselves some statistics. We'll probably take one final look around the country at our out-of-town scores, especially the MAC scores, and we'll be joined by head coach King Rice for his post-game interview, and you'll hear it right here on the same station that you heard the live play-by-play of Monmouth and Penn, and we're back after a two-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network. Along with Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back with you at the MAC. We're going to wrap things up on Monmouth's first loss of the season. Also comes in their first home game of the year, 79-73 to the University of Pennsylvania here on Tuesday night. Matt, three Hawks in double figures, led by Andrew Nicholas's 19 points. But unfortunately, Penn too much, especially late. Miles Cartwright with 25 points. Some big threes early, free throws down the stretch seal the win for the Quakers as they improve to 1-1 while Monmouth falls to the same record.
Yeah, disappointing loss, certainly not by the effort that the team played with, more so just how the result came out, because Monmouth got off to such a great start here tonight in this one, jumped out by 10, Penn battled back, and the team's kind of traded punches for the better part of the rest of the game. You know, you just had that sense, if MU could ever get over that hurdle in the second half and actually put Penn back on their heels and have to come back from a deficit, maybe the game takes a little bit of a different turn. But unfortunately for Monmouth, you know, just a couple too many mistakes during the course of things, turnovers, missed free throws, and some easy baskets, all very correctable moving forward.
We'll take a look at our final game statistics, and they're presented by our friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations, as well as how they can help cater your next family party or event. Looking at Penn first, again, three players in double figures, led by Miles Cartwright's 25 points, 14 for Darian Nelson Henry, 13 for Tony Hicks, 8 apiece for Henry Brooks and Fran Doherty. The Quakers shoot 44.8% from the floor. They hit 6 of 16 threes, and they go 21 of 31 from the line. Matt, 15 assists, 22 turnovers. Monmouth actually out-rebounds Penn, 49-43. How about this staggering statistic, including 23-11 on the offensive glass? Monmouth outscores Penn in second chance points, 19-6. But the Quakers turn Monmouth's 21 points into 26 points, and it erases the effort by Andrew Nicholas, who goes for 19, Deion Jones, who goes for 17, and Justin Robinson, who goes for 12.
Yeah, I mean, good balanced scoring, which is what you want to see with a young team. But, you know, in the case of Robinson, his stat line very different than it was the other night. When you think, what's your point guard's job? To distribute, score a little bit, yes, when you can, but take care of the basketball. 5 assists, 1 turnover the other night. Tonight, 4 assists, 7 turnovers. That's not what you want to see. But as we said, you're going to have those little ups and downs when you're playing so many young guys. I know Coach Rice and the coaching staff won't use that as an excuse for sure, and say, hey, if we're playing you, you're our guy. You've got to perform the way that we need you to. But tonight, Robinson, just too many turnovers in that spot.
Take a look at some of the other Monmouth statistics. 9 points for Max DeLeo, 7 for Josh James. Hawks shoot 35.2% from the floor, not going to get it done. 36.8%, Matt, from the line, or rather from three, and just 55% from the line. And they really, it seems, struggled to hit free throws on the comeback attempt. They had a few chances to tie or take the lead with free throws coming, weren't able to convert those, and ultimately losing this game to Penn in front of 2,905 people at the MAC.
Yeah, but I think you have enough positive to build moving forward. When you think you beat Hofstra on the road, you come here, you put together a pretty solid performance against a team that's picked second in the Ivy League, you've got enough to build on moving forward.
We'll take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll look at out-of-town scores, hopefully be joined by the head coach of the Hawks, King Rice. Again, Monmouth falls to Penn 79-73 to even up their record at 1-1 this season. Final two-minute timeout, and we're back courtside here on the Shore Sports Network.
One thing to look at. Free throws.
I heard him on 105.
We're back here courtside at the MAC. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. Monmouth drops this one to Penn 79-73, and we're now joined courtside by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks. Always happy to take a few minutes with Coach Rice after every game. And Coach, your team in game one, similar situation, close game with Hofstra, made some plays down the stretch. Tonight it was the Quakers that made a few more, and your team ultimately dropping this one 79-73.
Well, just like I said the other night, believe, compete, succeed. I thought our kids believed. We competed extremely hard. We just came out on the bottom. I told the guys just now, And this year I'm trying not to say a lot right after the game until I have an opportunity to watch it. But I'm more proud of my team tonight than I was the other night when we came back and won. Because we grew up a lot tonight. Penn is a little bit better team. They thought they were coming in here and going to wipe the floor up with us. And they came in here and got lucky to win. This is the group that's bringing Monmouth back. I'm proud of these kids. I take my hat off to Penn. They outplayed us tonight. We'll be back, and we'll be happy to be playing them in their building next year.
Coach, you think about it, and you know, with such a young roster, there's going to be ups like you had the other night and little blips on the radar screen like there were tonight. As we gave you the stat sheet, you know, I'm sure maybe the one that you're focused on the most would be the difference in turnovers. You know, there was a bunch of those tonight. You forced a lot of them, but if you're going to give it back as many times as Monmouth did tonight, you just can't really create as many second chance opportunities as I'm sure you would have liked, forcing 22 but giving 21 back up.
Well, you know, tonight Justin tried to do too much. You can't cross in front of a guy in college. He did it three times and got the ball taken from him. He won't do that next game. Okay, in high school you can cross over in front of guys. In college you can't. Justin will not have that type of turnovers in games most of the time. But he made some big-time threes, stepped up, hit them, came back, played great defense. I have no problem with how my team played. I've been telling them, I'm letting them run. I'm letting them try stuff on the break. And early in the season, the ball goes all over the place. As they grow up and you let them do it, then they're going to learn what you can do, what you can't do. And once they learn that, we'll see what happens.
Well, that was the one thing that we said, you know, of maybe the mistakes and the numbers that you guys will focus on as a coaching staff. Everything very correctable now moving forward. And I think you said it great. You know, you got to go out and let young guys play and maybe make those mistakes. But everything, at least to me, that we saw tonight is a couple of simple little tweaks. And then you come back and you're ready for the next game.
Well, that's what I think. And there's going to be more ups and downs, guys. I got eight new guys playing basketball, okay? Tonight, Penn got us. They have some veteran guys. They're senior, zero, whatever. He's from Cali. He hit some big ones. He did some things. Okay. All right. We're building. We're coming. I'm more proud tonight than I was after that game on Friday. This is a better Penn team. Jerome's been there 5-6 years. He does a great job. They feel like they're going to challenge Harvard to win it. And we gave him a run tonight.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few of your minutes post-game. Thank you for joining us here, and good luck next time out, almost a week from tonight against Seton Hall.
All right, thanks, guys. Fans, keep coming. I think it was exciting tonight. These young kids are fun to watch. I appreciate all the fans that came. Please bring a friend next time.
Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us postgame here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth falls to Penn 79-73. As Matt, we take one final look at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero.
Yeah, on the MAC slate, things starting to become final now. Manhattan beat Columbia 71-70. Lehigh knocks off Ryder 92-78, with St. Peter's getting nipped by Hampton 64-59. LaSalle beat Quinnipiac earlier in the day 73-67. And right now, late second half, Vermont on top of Siena, 75-64.
We take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. It is almost 1 week from tonight. Next Monday, Monmouth goes to the Prudential Center in Newark. They'll take on Seton Hall at 8 p.m. Both Matt and myself will have the call for that one. So, sir, I don't see you for almost a week, but as always, great job tonight. Look forward to the game on Monday the 18th.
Yep, should be a good test for this young team. You know, step up a little bit and take on a team from the Big East, but here in the Garden State.
Appreciate it as always. Worth mentioning, before we get to that, we've got another Monmouth football game. Two left. Join Matt and I for the broadcast live from Smithfield, Rhode Island, when the Hawks take on Bryant on Saturday at 12 noon. We will now say goodnight from courtside, with Monmouth dropping their first game of the season to Penn 79-73 for not only the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, and my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon. Ray Malaspina back in the studio. I am Eddie Acapinti. We want to thank you for listening to Monmouth basketball tonight, and join us for some Monmouth football on Saturday at 12 noon. You'll hear that game just where you heard tonight's game and every Monmouth men's basketball game all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.